The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 2 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Yun Nguyen. Here are today's headlines. Bowling alleys are back, putting millions into fighting vermicide, and how poor neighborhoods are most affected by the rental crisis. The Quebec government has announced some of the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions within this week. Starting from today, the easing of the vaccination passport is gradually taking place since it is no longer required at places of worship and funerals. Retail stores also can finally welcome customers with the full capacity while recreation centers are reopening. Bowling alleys and indoor activities are finally here to warm up your weekends. Rose Bowl in Andigi area reopened at 8 a.m. this morning. Alexandre Taddeo joined us live. Alexandre, what does it look like over there?
Well, as it's still early in the day, there is not a lot of people playing bowling right now, but there is a few members of the Golden Age having fun with their peers. Professional bowlers as well as recreational bowlers are quite happy to be back there for their sport. Rose Bowl are expecting a lot of people with the reservations they have for this week. I've spoken with Nancy, a bowler that plays in the league in Montreal, who explained it was about time they would get back.
It's about time. I'm very happy to go back and meet my friends again. It was not fair that we couldn't play anymore.
How are the owners expecting to regain their losses due to the pandemic?
Owners right now are kind of skeptical on making their money back from the past years because from what Bobby Wilkie, owner of Laval 2000 Bowling Alley and also president of the Association des Propriétaires de Salons de Quai du Québec says, the biggest month of the bowling industry is between September and May. The past 2 years, where the government decided to close everything, they give them only the summer to make their money back, which represents only 25% of their revenue. But this is what Bobby Wilkie had to say on his plan to regain some revenue.
Right now, try to pinch in new bowlers and new league members. It's really hard to, because it's still about 2 or maybe maximum 3 months of bowling that's left for us. So,
what are the restrictions we should expect to see on the alleys?
Well, for now, we should see the same restrictions there is in restaurants, such as the vaccine passport and stations to clean their hands. But for the shoe rental at the bowling alleys, Bobby Wilkie explained that many bowling alleys have invested in equipment that would clean the shoes in a better way to prevent the spread of COVID.
Thanks, Alexandre. There has been an increase in domestic violence and femicide in Quebec. 2 femicides occurred in Quebec in the last 24 hours. This act of violence have left many wondering what will be done to stop this horrific attack. Adriana Gentile joined us live to give us more insight on the story. Adriana, what is being done to decrease the violence in the city?
Deputy Premier Geneviève Guilbeault is actively trying to improve the situation by fighting against these violent acts. Over the last 3 years, the government has contributed over $3 million. The goal of this investment is to hire more staff within the police force with priority to fight against domestic violence and prevent femicides.
The government is stepping in with extra money, but is this really the solution?
I don't believe it is. The prevention of femicide and violence isn't something we should rely uniquely on the government for. I spoke with political commentator Robert Frank, and he believes that money isn't the answer.
Just throwing money in general and saying that there's an amount of money is candidly offensive because these are matters that all of our police services everywhere should be dealing with and should have long been dealing with.
What other measures can be taken to prevent violence in the city?
I spoke with Claudine Thibodeau, head of clinical support and training at SOS Violence Conjugale. She believes it's a question of changing our mentality. We need to decide for ourselves that violence can happen in our society. Money may be part of the solution, but there is definitely a deeper issue.
Even if the government invested all the money in the world, as long as we don't change the way that we enter intimate partner relationships, there will still be violence and there might still be femicide.
Thibodeau feels that we need to do everything we can individually and collectively to take a stand.
Thank you, Adriana. From today to February 24, more than 1,400 independent community groups will speak up together under the Engage vous pour les communautés campaign to organize strike and closure across 17 different regions in Quebec. This historic strike movement is an action to condemn the government for the underfunding of community organizations in the province. The request of the $460 million investment for organizations to fulfill their missions has been awaited for years and caused bad service breakdown in many areas. According to a recent survey, more than 8 Quebecers out of 10 are worried about the inflation situation that is currently affecting them. Here's Guillaume Laberge with the story.
More than 86% of the survey respondents are afraid by the increase in the cost of living, from the middle class all the way to the people under the poverty line. I spoke with Egbert Gay, editor of the Community Contact, and he says the inflation is affecting the people who can least afford it.
Underemployed are the ones who have been most affected by the pandemic, and now with the inflation.
The rise in the cost of living is also affecting people in different spheres of society. According to Gay, it is making it more difficult for them to provide for their basic needs.
Inflation reflects itself in the grocery stores, right? And that's your basic. That's where you get bread, milk, all the basics that you need to live.
This could be a hot topic as the elections are approaching. This is Guillaume Laberge for Concordia News.
Thank you, Guillaume. Areas outside of Montreal are being affected by large rent increases and lack of housing. Everyone involved seems to be criticizing the CAQ for not doing enough about it. More rent control is being demanded. Here's Daniel Shear with the story.
Following the publication of the most recent report on the rental market by Canada Mortgage Housing Corporation, the social housing group RCLALQ notes that the crisis is most likely affecting cities located outside major urban centers. Catherine Lucier, a community organizer at Frappru, is worried about everyone who is seeking a new home.
There's more and more tenants that will have difficulty to finally afford having a rent or will have to cut in certain needs like food.
Without having a stable salary, students who are graduating and finally starting their careers are finding it especially difficult to find affordable housing.
Prices of rent for one bedroom for someone to start their life have been so expensive that I've been struggling to justify moving out of my parents' house.
Steven also mentioned that it's very important to him that he finds somewhere to live by the summer, but he knows prices are increasing by the day. Daniel Shear, Concordia News, Montreal.
Thanks, Daniel. In a conference at 9:30 today, the Minister of Families, Matthew Lacombe, has finally announced the license to the 100,000 place of CPE. The news facility opened its door today in St. John, offering 67 new places, in which 15 of them are for infants. It was revealed that $450,000 has been invested in order to actualize this project. According to Mathieu Lacombe, it is promising to provide the children with the best educational conditions, as well as the opportunities to grow in the good hands by the year of 2025. All the land of the free.
and a home of the brave.
You might have been amazed by Macy Gray's performance for the NBA national anthem on Sunday. The anthem has immediately led to a huge wave of judgment on social media regarding her looks and the unsync between the song and the vocal, not only receiving tons of mocking online, but the performance also left an unforgettable impression for people who were on site. Bill Murray was speechless and dumbfounded at the moment. About the weather tends to be warmer at the beginning of this week until it reached 8 degrees on Wednesday, and the temperature will drop by the weekend. We should expect a snow day on Friday as the temperature goes down to minus 9. However, we still cannot say goodbye to our winter coat since the temperature could even lower down to minus 16 and minus 18 during the night on Wednesday and Friday. That's your news until 11:30. For Concordia News, I'm Yuan Nguyen.